If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Before, you can think about it in case you don't have the answer right now, but we're asking everybody, all of our presenters this morning, it's World Literacy Day, any books that you can recommend, maybe it's in the tech space, or, but it doesn't have to be, that you've read lately or even a while back that you think is a good recommendation for our listeners. If you don't have the answer offhand, you can think about that while we talk about other things tech, and we do want to talk about this new phone.
No question. I was listening with interest to your previous interview, and, you know, it's all about poverty and uplifting poor people in your country. I mean, it's a huge, huge challenge.
Right.
And I'm almost a little embarrassed to
mention
the gadget of the week here. But we're going to boldly go where most people would never go.
And where's that?
And that is close to 50,000 rand.
For a phone? 50,000 rand. What do we get for that?
Well, you get.
I hope it answers your emails.
Bleeding edge of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. Mouthful of a phone name, but it is one hell of a phone. It has a foldable glass screen. It has all the latest. I mean, when I say bleeding edge, you cannot actually get more technology in a tech device in a little compact package than you can in the new Galaxy Z Fold. They announced it last week. It will be on sale in South Africa, despite our focus on poverty, on the 25th of September. And if previous experience is anything to go by, they'll probably sell out their initial batch. Samsung South Africa only getting a fairly limited number of these in for some obvious reasons. But they will be all sold out, I promise you, by a launch date. They're taking pre-orders right now. So basically, if you're in the market for the biggest talking point and certainly the most expensive mobile phone I've ever seen, there have been. At some point, Nokia had a phone that was covered in precious metals and diamonds and gold.
But that's, I remember, you know, that. Yeah, LG, I remember those.
I've got blank on the name, but anyway. That was just craziness. But this is a normal, standard, aluminium-framed phone. But where the Galaxy Fold really does push the envelope is it's got a plastic OLED screen underneath a special glass foldable screen, which is pretty remarkable. I briefly played with it at the launch of the Note 20 device, and they finally now fully launched it. Mm-hmm. And it is a feel of the future. It folds up like two thin smartphones, but the screen is absolutely huge. It's when you open it up. It's also got a front screen for those of you who want to keep it closed. But it's basically a tablet in a very advanced box. But the processor is the fastest that Samsung make. It comes with a great set of cameras, pretty much the same league as the Note 20, as you would expect. And the operating system is actually very cool. The way that it optimizes the apps for a screen that's huge and foldable. But that being said, this is definitely not a phone for everybody. It's without question something for those that absolutely want to be at the cutting edge of technology and want to have the bragging rights of having pretty much
the
most
expensive
phone on the market.
Linda, I don't know what you think. I think this phone is about showing people that you've got the phone.
Definitely.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes. I need to just let it be known that at this point, I just need my phone to be able to ring and receive texts. That's all.
For that price, even.
Yeah.
For that price,
they should be answering your emails
and
checking
your
Facebook.
It should be making me
Facebook.
Tea or something.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't know.
Stephen, did they fix the... I know that some of the earlier tests with these fold-up phones, they were having some issues with the screens.
Yes.
I'm assuming
that's
no longer a problem.
No, that is 100% no longer. The original one had a screen. Well, the screen was the cover, and some smart aleck techies thought there was a screen cover on the screen, and then picked at it, and guess what? They broke the screen.
Right.
The screen itself is actually incredibly thin, and obviously incredibly flexible. So they had to figure out a way to get a combination of a very thin, light plastic screen, but with the feel and the ruggedness of glass, because glass has a smoothness and a feel that plastic doesn't have. And also a consistency. When you look at a plastic screen, it doesn't look smooth and clean. It has a slight, you know, a duller, less smooth finish and doesn't feel as good. So this is a touch screen, so it needs to have that same feel as a normal cell phone, which they've done. And it actually looks and feels like a standard glass screen. You can see the fold when it's open slightly, but it really doesn't bother. And it's just, without question, for a tech geek, the coolest thing in the world is to take this phone and open it up, and you've got this huge, high-quality screen that emerges when, like a butterfly. They, in fact, use a butterfly on the home screen as a picture. Obviously, it comes with all the latest 5G and you name it. It's got absolutely every single, as I said, tech thing under the planet. It also comes with something interesting that is not available on any other phone other than the Apple phones right now, is an eSIM. And eSIM is actually, I cannot believe that more phone manufacturers are not including it as standard. But that also goes to the fact that no South African network sells an eSIM as a normal SIM. You can buy it for your watch, but you can't buy it as a normal SIM. And eSIM is just brilliant because you can load as many as you want. You can travel the world and just switch between eSIMs. No more fiddling with little pins and whatnot.
Oh, I see. So it's actually an electronic SIM. If you think about it, why on earth haven't we had them until now?
Exactly. It just makes so much sense. It's all embedded. You scan a QR code or they send you a code and your phone automatically sets itself up. And as I said, you can switch off, you can have quite a few loaded. They're just a little line of code. And you load it as and when you need it. When I travel, I have a couple of eSIMs on my iPhone and it works like a bomb. But finally, I know you can get, in Europe, you certainly can get eSIMs on the Samsung S20 range. But it's just something that hasn't happened yet in South Africa and it really should. So, check this thing out. It's an absolute blast from a tech point of view. It feels like the future. They've done an incredible job. It's smooth. The quality of the fit and finish is brilliant. The hinge is spectacular. It feels completely solid. They've sealed it so that no dirt gets underneath the screen. Another problem they had on the first generation. Mm-hmm. At the hinge edge, dirt could get in and cause little damages or little bumps in the screen. So the technology in trying to get something that you use every day, open it 200,000-300,000 times a year, to not break with a glass screen is just unbelievable. But as I said, in this day and age of keeping it tight and watching the sense and this forthcoming challenges we're going to have in the country going forward, it does seem like quite an extravagance to spend close to 50 grand on a phone. Though that being said, the top end phones from Apple, Samsung and others are all in the 30,000 rand range already. So, you know, unfortunately the rand's not doing as well as it should, and the value of these things is definitely, you know, in the beholder's eye. If you can afford it, it's great. If you can't, well, that's another challenge. But you just got to give it to Samsung. They've really thrown everything at this device, and it is super slick. It has everything you would need. The operating system, they've done some really smart stuff to make it work extremely well. And you don't actually realize how different a folding or screen of that size on a mobile device is and what you need to do to make it feel like it's a great experience. And the little that I've played with the previous model and this new model, they've really done an incredible job of modifying standard Android and giving it the overlay to make it extremely useful. So go out there, guys. All of you with a spare 50K, absolutely, you know, blow. Go for it. Yep. Go buy the best phone on the market right now.
Well, Henry says, I read somewhere that having a watch tells us the time. Having a Rolex tells us you have issues. Maybe it's the same with phones.
Or perhaps you have arrived.
Exactly. Absolutely right. Stephen Ambrose, thank you. As always, it's 8:46. You can catch a full hour with Stephen on Thursday morning at 11 a.m.